Welcome to the neighborhood. DJ Cliff. It's Saturday Night Live, man. So like I said, it was so dope to have a chance to give away them tickets last week. We're giving away another pair of tickets because there's a crazy event that's going on next month. And someone in here who I haven't had an opportunity to have on the show yet. So this was definitely a long time coming. Stacking Kicks, my guy Dave Jeff is in the building. What's good with you, bruh?
Man, what's going on, man? It's a pleasure to be here, my guy, and thanks for the invite.
Come on, bro. Come on. Like I said, man, this should have happened a long time ago.
Yeah, definitely, bro. I'm glad I'm here though. What's up, man?
Man, look, I'm enjoying this weather. I know that.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, I've been inside in the air conditioning, so.
Yeah. No, I'm doing a pop-up right now at Good in the Hood today, man, and we all out there fighting the heat, boy. It's tough, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. Keep the energy consistent, man. They need to see you, man.
Word up, man. So real quick, bro, Stacking Kicks, I just want to talk about that for just a minute, bro. Stacking Kicks has been, you've been doing Stacking Kicks for how long now?
It's a 12-year-old brand now, bro.
Wow, bro. I didn't realize you'd been doing it that long.
Yeah, man. It's been a minute, man. Just back at the time where it wasn't really popular to be in the clothing industry, you know, and I just kind of wanted to do something different. You know, I wanted to create my own lane and just identify myself, you know, instead of being identified by what was going on around me. I wanted to just start to create from something inside of me and see what that would turn out to be.
Yeah.
I already followed everybody else, you know, growing up where we grew up at. So you get a chance to follow the street trends and, you know, the negative role models. And then it's just a toxicity that we learn, you know, so none of that really worked for me. And so I wanted to take a chance to just try to build something from the inside out. And then I came up with Stacking Kicks, man. And, you know, after a lot of work, you know, it turned out to be the best thing I probably ever did, though.
That's so dope, bro. That's so dope. And it's cool just to see where it's grown because, you know, starting off with an idea, seeing it come to fruition, and then now having like a brick and mortar situation, like that's crazy, bro.
It is, bro. It don't even seem real all the time, you know, because it was just times I dreamed of this moment, you know, where I was just always thinking like, man, it'd be so nice to have a flagship store, but man, like, what would it take for that to happen? That'll never happen.
Yeah.
You know, quick thought in and out, but I think the law of attraction is you just don't stop thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And just as you continue to keep it on, you know, on your mental, you just start paying attention to signs that kind of point towards these directions. And eventually things just start making sense based off your thought process and your mental state of mind, mental state. But and then things just start manifesting, man. It's like I still can't believe it, bro. Like, I just like, that's crazy. You don't expect to see that, you know, and I don't even think that. You know, there's a lot of people who won't even get a chance to experience, you know, what I have already experienced in my lifetime, you know. So that's a blessing, you know. And I also feel lightweight sad that other people won't get to enjoy and try to get the most out of the life and out of themselves, like, you know, I was able to.
Yeah. You know? That's heavy, man. Yeah. Chopping up with Dave Jeff from Stacking Kicks. So you said that you're out. Good in the Hood is going on this weekend.
Yep.
You got the pop-up going on out there. How long y'all going to be out there today?
It's till 10 o'clock today, you know, and then tomorrow it's till 10 o'clock again. So we get 2 days to make it happen. It's a lot of people up there, man.
That's what's
up. And it's hot up there, but you know, people up there working still, though.
Yeah. That's lovely, bro.
Good music, good food, you know, and the vibrations seem to be on point, too.
No doubt. Yeah. Kevin Berry, Old School Reminisce Show, was just in here in the hour before us, and he was just talking about it, you know, the things that are going on out there, and how it's going to be nice out there tomorrow, so...
That's nice, man. I did Juneteenth last weekend, and so I'm just back to back, just making sure that, you know, my presence is still out there and that I don't get comfortable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy to get comfortable, and I'm just trying to avoid that.
Yeah.
And so some people be like, man, you got a store. You don't need to pop up now. I'm like, yeah, you do need to pop up. You need to keep popping up. You don't stop because you get a store.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You know, all marketing is good marketing. You know.
Yeah.
In this, when you're doing something positive, that is.
Well, it's crazy because you think about you have the store, but you also have the history of doing pop-ups and showing up places. And so that maybe gives you a different perspective from the person who's just looking from the outside in, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we are getting into the summer months. Events are going on. There's an event that's coming up, Walk This Way 5, man. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about it, bro, because it's obviously something that's been happening for a minute, but it's also an opportunity to bring a bunch of projects together, product lines together. Like, what's up with Walk This Way?
Yeah, this is number four was in August 2018. Mm-hmm. I had a year off, and then we got hit with COVID, and the buildings was just real restricted, so you couldn't do much. And so this is the first time I had a chance to actually put it together, like, you know, like I've been wanting to. Mm-hmm. And it's dope because, you know, all the brands are bigger than they were back then. We got more energy. Mm-hmm. And you know, we got more reach now, so it's turning out to be an amazing thing, you know. And for this one, we got like 26 vendors. I mean, like 20 vendors and like 5 or 6 model runway brands. And so we got Seasoning hosting. We got Hitman Hef on the beat. You know, we're gonna do the Stacking Kicks 12-year anniversary party after the fashion show.
Oh, word!
Same building, yeah. So fashion show like around 8 to 11, and then we're gonna start the after party like 12 to like 2, 2:30, so people can come celebrate with me, man. Because it's like, in my mind, it's like we all built the. It just seems like, it just don't feel like I'm the only one that owns it sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because a lot of the community connect with it so much and connect with my journey, and a lot of people been with me ever since out the trunk. And even when I was doing stuff that wasn't shirts and didn't have a brand yet, I was still selling shoes and still trying to find selling other brands and. You know, just trying to find my way in the market, you know. And then eventually Stacking started in 2010, but I've been selling shoes and clothes out the trunk, you know, since 05.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, you know, and it's just, you know, a lot of people feel a part of it. I think a lot of people appreciate watching my journey and watching me out the trunk and watching me set up in car washes. And I think people enjoy and feel like they're a part of it, you know. Yeah. And I like that as well. It's got more of a family community feel with my brand, you know. And so I like to stay in the community so we can all share that energy. But real quick, Walk This Way started in 2015. I was just gonna do me a fashion show. I didn't got real spiritual over the years. The more I've been professional and more I've been studying myself and studying what makes me make the decisions I make and my creativity and my where they all come from. And so I become pretty spiritual. And so that was a time when I was going to do myself a show, and then it's like just tapping into my spirit was like, you can't just do a show for you. Like, you got to do a show for everybody. Yeah. If you really want to be, you know, where you're supposed to be at, you got to bring other people in and get them involved.
Yeah.
And I thought about that and I was like, man, that makes sense. I'm going to make a show for everybody to get involved. And so this is when I invited all the new brands in town. Cause when I started in 2010, I can think of maybe, you know, maybe one or two brands. I mean, maybe one brand, maybe, you know, no real urban street brands though, from where we from, that I really know of, you know. And so it was hard to really get, there was no pop-ups back then. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We weren't doing pop-up shops in Portland like that. And it wasn't a real outlet or no distribution for us. And so I remember, you know, having to fly out of town, you know, in 2010 and 2011 and to Dallas and San Francisco and Vegas and, you know, drive to Seattle and, different places to try to set up pop-up shops where they're actually doing them at. Mm-hmm. And so I think my goal with Walk This Way was, you know, we got a lot of brands in town now since I've started. A lot of them are inspired by what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I think this would be a good thing to be a part of them having their first pop-up shop or having their first fashion show or where they meet more models or more videographers or meet other brands and get inspired and you know, just meet everybody, meet more artists, you know, more collaborations can happen. So it was more or less just like, I didn't have this opportunity when I started.
Yeah.
So it's like, now that I have, you know, some of the recognition as one of the pioneers, I should use that energy to get everybody involved so they can experience this at home first without having to run around and travel and try to find out what states are doing dope shows and dope pop-ups. That was the idea. And then it just got bigger and bigger. And all 4 shows up until now have been extremely, extremely powerful, man. Like, amazing, amazing shows.
It's so cool that you've taken taken something that you wanted to do. And, you know, you talk about doing the after party event as a celebration of 12 years and wanting it to be a part of the community. I mean, everything that you're describing is consistency. I mean, from jump, when you decided that as you do this, that you were going to have it be a community situation, and you're continuing that. And I think that's dope because, I mean, we all know, man, as we move through this life journey and we have more experiences and more exposure, oftentimes things change and you're not changing. I mean, you're still continuing that that original thought process, which I think is dope. So big ups to you for that.
Man, thank you, bro. I just tell people it's really just a part of being authentic. You know, I think one of my key points and one of my blessings is that, like, I really do love what I do. You know what I mean? And it's really who I am. You know, like Stacking Kicks started in 2010, but I've been stacking kicks since I was, you know, third, fourth grade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's always been something I loved. And so just when you're sharing real love and real passion, you know, it's hard to quit. You know, it's easy to quit when you do it for any other reason other than what's inside you,
right.
I think.
Right.
You know, so that's what helped me get through the tough times, the times when it didn't work, the times when, you know, brand went broke, you know, times when, you know, it just nobody was buying stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, the times when just all those times where it just wasn't good, where it didn't take care of me, you know, I still had to hold on to my authenticity and who I was and what I was here for. And I had to stick with that, you know, and I think it was a major test. And I think everybody get those tests, you know, when you doing what you love and you trying to, you know, reach your goals. They really do, the universe really do want to see how bad you want it, you know, and they want to see how you react under pressure when it look like you're losing it.
That's
and stellar. I think that's the people that get over that hump.
Yeah.
Some people say, man, I'm done at this point. That's
right.
enough.
Right.
And so, and I didn't want to be one of them people that was done. I just wasn't comfortable with that. You know, I just wasn't comfortable with being average. I didn't like it.
I feel you. Yeah. That's big. So let's talk about the event, man. When is it? Where is it? How can people tap in?
We July 9th, we're at Morrison Street Market, 722 Southeast Morrison, right next to Holocene, you know. And so the fashion show started at 8, you know, it's going to go to about 11, 12, and then the Stacking Kicks 12-year anniversary party going to start right after that.
Okay.
You can get tickets at the Stacking Kicks headquarters, that's 3331 Northeast Sandy. In Northeast Portland. You can get them online. We got them Walk This Way at Brown Paper Tickets. We got a Facebook event, Walk This Way 5. The tickets are on there as well. We got a Walk This Way 5 IG as well, you know what I'm saying? So we try to make sure we put it on all outlets so people can find it one way or another.
That's right.
Because it's really going to be a good time, you know. And I like these events because they're really, really progressive as far as enlightenment, you know, for people, and people that are inspired to do great things. I feel like we're creating a building, like an organization with everybody thinking about moving forward, you know what I mean? And so when you get that many people thinking about moving forward together, you usually create great things and great conversations and great collaborations and things like that. And so that's really what it's for, to get everybody thinking forward in the same area, because we're all trying to create and figure out how we can get to the next level.
No doubt. No doubt, man. So the event's coming up. One more time, let people know how to tap in to gain access.
Yep, yep. You can buy tickets at the door the night of the event. You can come to the Stacking Kicks headquarters. That's 3331 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. You can find us on IG at Stacking Kicks or at Walk This Way 5. On Facebook, we at Walk This Way 5, Stacking Kicks presents Walk This Way 5 on Facebook. And so ticket links are all in the Facebook page, Instagram, and tickets at the shop, physical tickets and stuff. So whatever you need to do, man, let's make it happen.
That's what's up. And if people want to tap in with you, man, if they want to just, you know, they just want to tap in with the brand, like I know that you out there, how can people tap in with the brand?
I think the best way is to you know, hit up Stacking Kicks on IG. And that's STACKINKICKZ, no S at the end, you know. And my Facebook is David Jefferson, but it's tough because, like, the page is full and it's like 1,000 or something people, man, like, waiting to try to get on. So I don't even get to even see everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think IG might be more open sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
So but do whatever you got to do. But let's talk about it. Let's move forward, man. Let's inspire each other for sure.
That's what's up. So I like doing this piece on the air because I want to put it out there and I want to extend the invitation because there's so much to the story. This is just obviously a piece of it.
Awesome.
So I want to extend the invitation to have you do an episode of Cliff Notes, man. We can really dive in.
It's funny, man. I seen that. You know me, my guy Mighty, man. We've been doing this thing for a long time.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you was doing that at first. I saw Mighty on there, and I was like, oh, man, Cliff got to get me on there, man. And I said, man, I'm not even going to ask him. I'll wait till I do the interview at the station, man. And if he can see it in me, then he'll say something.
Yeah, bro, we're going to make that happen, bro.
You know,
for real, for real.
Yeah, I would love to, bro.
Okay, all right, we're going to do it. So we're going to give away a pair of tickets. Thank you so much for giving me tickets, man.
Yeah.
We're going to give away a pair of tickets later tonight on the show, man. Look, I know you out there, man, a good in the hood, so I ain't gonna keep you, but I just want to say thank you so much for pulling up. You mean you a neighborhood resident?
Yeah,
And I didn't realize that this was actually kind of home for you, so welcome back. You mean?
Yeah, definitely, man. On top of that, just growing up in the whole area, I love it over here, man. Yeah. So you know, this is my city, bro.
That's what's up, man. David Jefferson, stacking kicks. Walk This Way 5 is going down July 9th. You know, it's gonna be a good time. Plus the 12-year anniversary celebration.
Yeah,
man. Congratulations, bro.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Appreciate it,
man. Thanks for coming through, brother.
Man, it's a blessing, man.
Yeah, no blessing. Doubt. All right, we're gonna get into some music right quick, man, and then we're gonna talk more about giving away these tickets right here on X-Ray FM. Welcome to the neighborhood.